It's a kind of mixed feeling and wish at the same time, because here in Nigeria, it is totally very strange. For instance, the former president of Nigeria to be tried or to be indicted, it has never happened in the history of Nigerian past leaders, especially presidents. The question that is being asked on the street is that, when are we going to get to that? But then, in the African continent, it's not totally strange, because the former president of South Africa, Zuma, was convicted and he was even sent to prison. But in Nigeria, we are not too sure whether we'll get to that level very soon. Because the office of the president of Nigeria, whether president or PAP, seems to be covered with secrecy and all that. So we're looking forward to a day that a former Nigerian president will be called to account for his deeds in the office.
Do some Nigerians expect that the judicial system, or for that matter, the authorities will take a cue from this? Because some people are suggesting that if former presidents are prosecuted for alleged crimes committed, then autocracy will continue in Africa. Your thoughts?
Yes, it will be a very welcome development if former president, especially in Nigeria, could be called to answer for their deeds in office. That will curtail a bit of autocracy. It will curtail a bit of non-adherence to rule of law, because, you know, when you're in office, you have immunity, you can do and undo. Nobody can have a criminal or civil charge against you in case of the Nigerian presidency. So when you leave office, people expect, just like the governors are called to question, but Nigeria will not have that opportunity where a former president has been called to question or asked to account for his deeds while in office. The United States is a bastion of democracy. They all look up to the United States. So if the former president of the United States could be called to account for his deeds, so it's an inspiration to the Nigerian judiciary and the Nigerian state institutions to actually be inspired to question, to call to question Nigerian past leaders.
What are the expectations among lawyers, particularly in Nigeria, those who are friends of yours?
Well, we want to see the end of the indictment. We want to see whether actually the process will go through, because Why that hesitation is that in Nigeria, a case could commence, but then it takes a whole eternity sometimes to come to a conclusion because of the Nigerian judicial system is quite very, very slow, though there are some steps lately to fasten that judicial administration of justice. So the expectations, okay, let us see how the trial will begin, how the trial will go, how fast the trial will go. These are some of those things we'll look up to, and see whether the U.S. judicial system will actually be quick enough to administer justice in the real sense of it.